Sean for breakfast, Desmond's at 7:47, Triple M. Got a treat for you. Some live music is on the way from two lovely boys from around town. Their name is Car Park Social and they join me in studio. Guys, how are we going?
Good, thanks. Good, how thanks. Are you going, Sean?
I'm always good when you've got live music on the way. And you're here to plug a great event which is happening this Saturday. It's called the WA's Finest Series. It's brought to you by Kaiser, who is a phenomenon when it comes to music down here. Are you guys looking forward to the event?
For sure, definitely.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be awesome. There's great lineup, heaps of people going. Yeah. Should be really good.
Well, let's go into that lineup. So I know we had Rachel Vibart on last week. She's another local artist. And then we've got an international act as well as one of the greats from West Australia at the moment.
Yeah, definitely really looking forward to Eugene Bridges. He'll be amazing. And Tracy Barnett. She was a finalist in the... Oh, did she?
I think she won.
She won it. She took out gold in 2018. Wham.
Yep, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, excellent.
So really, I haven't heard much of her, so really looking forward to seeing her.
So you've got the two guitars in here at the moment, and obviously, I've said it before, we'll get some live music from you in a little bit. Are you guys bluesy? Or are you sort of leaning towards that more rock sort of thing? Or what's the music that you guys do? I know it's a crap question. It's one of the hardest questions for artists to answer, but how would you describe your music?
Oh, I don't know, because we laugh because every song's got different genres. Like one we... Kaiser actually coined it as a country metal song, which I'd never even knew that genre existed. But I guess like blues rock,
yeah,
probably.
Blues rock, yeah. Probably. Sir.
But your trend, yeah. you're setting the trend though. You've invented a genre.
Well, Kaiser thinks we have. We'll roll with that.
But that's kind of cool because I guess you guys could go into multi genres. You know, then you get a better spread, get more audience, right? Something like that.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
So you don't have any, apart from the gig this weekend, which would be huge, you don't have anything coming up in the works. What does that mean? A lot of rehearsals, just working on new music, or are you just sort of in this jamming stage?
Yeah, I think we've been jamming with a couple of different people, a drummer and a bass player, so we're hoping to write some songs which are written with four people rather than two, so that will be interesting.
Okay, so I'm not much of a musician at all. What's the difference when you have four and two? Is that more, obviously more input? What is the writing process like?
I think it's always a bit different, but when Dan and I are together, we'll usually, one of us will come up with a riff or a little, you know, chord progression that we like and fling it to the other one, and then they kind of work on it, throw it back and forth, and then develop it together, I guess.
Yeah. It must be so much easier these days with phones and everything, because you could be in your phone, come up with a melody as you're driving and flick it on almost immediately, and you can keep developing it that way almost.
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. That's how we do it. Yeah, just like a quick film of it and then send it through.
What's the quickest song that has been made from you guys that has been written?
Well, to be honest, there was quite a few last year, because when we were successful in the Bridgetown application, we kind of hadn't really seen the fine print, which said you need an hour and a half of original music for one of the sets. So we were coming up with new songs every few days in the lead up to that.
But they might not be played again.
How long was your set before that hour and a half?
Probably a regular 45-minute set.
Okay. Yeah.
So we were feeling the pressure. Mm.
Look, I'm really looking forward to this weekend seeing you guys playing live. You'll also be playing alongside Eugene Bridges. We've spoken about him before. Tracy Barnett, who will be a cracker. And Rachel Vibart, who is also an amazing talent. But a treat for the audience. You've got a live song to play right now in a little bit. What have we got? What song?
This is called Beacon.
Beacon. And can you tell us a bit about this? Was this one of those couple of day songs before Blues of Bridgetown?
Well, the main riff in this song was actually a song I made with my kids as kind of like a nursery rhyme thing. But then when we needed new material, I kind of stole it away from them and said, no, we're going to use this in Car Park Social.
Do they recognise it when it comes on? Do they say, hey, isn't that something?
Yeah. Luca, my eldest, he definitely recognises it, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Can't wait to hear it. Been talking to Car Park Social. They're playing this Saturday at WA's Finest. We'll listen to it in a little bit on Sean for Breakfast.
Sean for Breakfast catch up on Triple M.
Sean for Breakfast, Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And a treat for your little ear holes today. We've got some live music from Car Park Social. This is called Beacon. Lads, take it away.
Take a little step back to the way it was before. living like tomorrow was a gift and not a chore. Whoa. A gift and not a chore. Another day, another empty page, another open door. Another vacant highway beckoning to be explored. Whoa. Explore. You know you can turn, you can hide, but I'll always find you. And I know you're a shadow I can count on, I'll always run to. You know you can turn, you can hide, but I'll always find you. I know you're a shadow I can count on, I'll always run to.
That was great. I just got to turn my microphone on. Thank you so much. That was definitely bluesy, so kind of grungy and a little bit rock. So great. Thanks so much for joining me. Tomorrow night, WA's Finest, Car Park Social will be there. That was amazing. They're going to be amazing again. And then, of course, we're going to have more music with Rachel Vibart, Eugene Bridges, and Tracy Barnett. Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Sean. Cheers, mate.